Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Happy fucking New Year!
Yeah, happy
2013.
Yeah, happy 2013.
That year. 2013?
Happy 2013, that year that we happened to be in. That kind of blows my mind. That's like 13 years past the year 2000, which at the time was a very, very big deal. You would think that's
You would think that we would have those hovercraft skateboards that they had in Back to the Future.
Which is actually only about 2 years away.
I really want one of those.
Somebody's got to work on that. Because that whole part in the Back to the Future thing happened in 2015. We don't have any of that cool stuff. We don't have the shoes that lace themselves up. We don't have the hover skateboards. We certainly don't have Jaws Part 20 or whatever they had.
And I hope that those soda, what was it, like a soda bar? Mm-hmm. I hope those come back into
the 80s
fashion.
Bar.
Like, the what?
The 80s, the retro 80s place that they hung out at.
Was it retro 80s? I thought it was retro 60s.
And
like when you go to like a soda joint and you get like a pop or you get a milkshake.
Go to a milkshake place.
Yeah, I want to go to a milkshake place.
I don't think there is places like that.
And that's all that they serve.
It's like,
and it's cool to hang out there.
It's like the kids' bar where they go and hang out and stuff. A lot has happened. It's been a few weeks since we came at you.
I forgot to say my name.
Oh, yeah, you're Rochelle.
Okay.
That's Rochelle. It's been a few weeks since we came at you. Lots happened. Christmas, New Year's, and stuff.
Hope you had a great Christmas and you raked in lots of good presents because we got a ton of good stuff.
I got one of these.
You know why you're not a horse at that? Because you're bullshit!
I don't know why you got that from your dad. That is the most irritating thing. He just wanted to give it to you because it is fucking irritating.
Yeah, so if you don't like the sound of that, press stop now.
No, you're not. You can't do that. Don't do that.
It's a little megaphone thing that he got at the dollar store, and it was cute and funny. It's very loud. It's very annoying, and it says bullshit. Anytime you play, press it.
Yay! So, awesome. I'm gonna have to burn that soon.
Well, the batteries will eventually run out.
Good.
And then I will get new ones, and we can do that again.
No.
If you like your show, go to our website tiptaptip.com. It does things like. Go there and subscribe. Go to iTunes. We are on there. Just search for Tip Tap Tip. Give us a good rating and stuff. Also, if you have Stitcher on your iPhone, your iPad, your Android phone, whatever.
I like that thing.
It's very handy. Check us out on there as well, too. It makes it very easy. You don't have to hook things up to a computer. It just
I like it on the iPad.
Yeah. It's your kitchen computer, that thing.
Yeah.
Also, toilet computer.
Couch computer. Secret. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on Star Trek.
Pretty much.
Because they had tablets on Star Trek.
Yeah. And I remember like Star Trek Next Generation. And I remember watching that and going, wow, that's the future.
The only thing that you can't do on the tablet is you can't write. You can read and you can look at stuff, but you can't write anything.
Like you can't like type long things?
Yeah.
You can do that.
No, like you can't, like there's no word on there. There's no, like, you know what I mean? Like you can't put stuff on it. You can't put pictures on it. Like I think it would be cool if they came out with an iPad or a Kindle that was kind of like a diary sort of Kindle. Where you write stuff and you put pictures on it. Oh my goodness, why am I telling everybody else this? This is what we need to invent.
Big idea. What would you call it, this device of yours, Rochelle?
Diary.
E-diary.
I-diary.
Oh, jeez. I'm sure there's an app that will accommodate that.
It would be so much better to have like an actual little diary because then you can, you know, you could put like a special lock on it.
Special little lock and key and...
Personalize it, you know.
Kind of store it in your bedside table and write all your deepest thoughts. Today in class, I got a look from Jimmy Johnson. He's cute. He is. He's really dreamy. And then
it's totally not how girls write.
I don't know. I've never read a girl's diary.
I read you some of my diary in the first couple episodes.
Yeah, very, very.
And then I turned into a teenager and it got really bad. So I didn't want to read it anymore.
I don't know. I don't know how girls think, especially teenage girls. So
Well, it's a lot dirtier than that. It's not as...
You would like to think that, that teenage girls are just innocent and nice and don't think of such
things. Yeah, that's what you like to think, but that's not what happens.
I guess that's not what happens. So coming up on the show, we have a couple things. We have some Craigslist misconnections. We also have a couple, three more Eurovision songs. I don't know what's going on this year, but they're
coming. What's Craigslist?
Craigslist is kind of like Kijiji.
No, I know what it is, but what did you say?
Misconnections. It's kind of like, you know, in like the I've Seen You or I've Saw You.
Mm-hmm.
In Calgary's Fast Forward magazine, it's a weekly magazine here. They have a section like that on Craigslist, in addition to all like the buy and sell and all that shit. It's under their personals section. I printed out a few interesting ones from the Calgary area. I believe that we're going to be doing a public service by reading a few of these because they are that interesting.
Cool. I always wanted to, like, the only reason why I ever looked at those things is to see if somebody was checking me out, mm-hmm. but nobody ever did. And so many of them are so vague. Like, oh, nice. I saw you. You have really cool glasses and you're on the bus going downtown. Well, what the fuck? Like, that's, could be that anybody. Could be anybody.
That could be anybody.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe what I'll do is I'll get right into these. So this one is from December 26th. And the title of this is Asian at Mini at Cross Iron Mills. So Cross Iron Mills is just a mall, big mall near.
What does Asian at Mini mean?
I don't know. But let's read what he says. This person, M4W, that means man for woman.
Okay.
You were in Cross Iron Mills dressed drop dead sexy in a miniskirt. Okay.
That was me. That was me.
Yeah. You're also Asian and hanging in the, at the mall, apparently. I talked to you in the HMV and said how sexy you looked and how, and you got very shy. Well, that's a very strange pickup line right off the bat.
It's a little bit too bold.
Bit strong right off the bat.
Yeah.
Just say, hey.
You might as well jerk off on her tits.
Okay, you went there, but I wasn't going to go.
What? It's true. You don't go up to a girl and be like, hey, you're hot.
No, you just jerk off and throw your semen in their face, according to Rochelle.
Get it done.
All right. Hit me up, babe, and let's talk and find out what other sexy-looking surprises you have to heat up Calgary during this cold snap.
All right. Oh, crazy.
All right. Can I say about that? Well, if you are a listener and you happen to be one of the
there's an HMV still.
Yeah, there are HMVs.
Oh,
yeah, there are still CD stores.
Let's go to CD store.
Let's get a CD.
Let's get a compact disc.
Let's get
and put it in our stereo.
Oh my God, we're in the future. this is an interesting one. This is going back to December 17th. The title of this one is Cock Blocked, Woman for Man at the Marlboro Walmart.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
People pick up each other at Walmart?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. this is great. You were there, pants hanging a little low, white, brown hair, with a West Coast Choppers jacket and tattoos. Your sister had on some leopard print spandex pants. She's a bigger girl. Your four nephews were calling you Uncle Blank as they were running around making a mess. I wanted to chat, but your sister gave me the stank eye. We were in the kids' clothes section. We locked eyes twice. I was wearing a pink tank top and fur jacket and black yoga pants. Message me what your name is if you're interested.
How did she know that lady that... Okay, so is this a woman for a man?
Yeah, like a woman's looking for... She saw like some dude in the Walmart.
With a lady and kids, so why...
No, with his sister.
How would she know that it was his sister?
Because the kids were calling him uncle, whatever.
Oh, okay.
So.
But maybe it was auntie and uncle.
Perhaps. You never know. That's why you gotta throw it out there.
Yeah.
These misconnections.
But I love the description of the clothing.
His clothing or her clothing?
Your sister was wearing leopard print pants. She was a bit of a bigger girl.
And he was there with his low pants and a West Coast Choppers jacket and tattoos. Sounds like I guess if you're going to the Walmart.
But we go to Walmart, though.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if we're... Would you ever be weirded out if you saw yourself on one of these things?
No, because I'm hot. Okay. People check me out all the time.
I'll say this.
I got picked up at Safeway sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, more than once.
What is it with you and getting picked up at Safeway? Is it like a pickup
truck? It's always in the fruit section, too, because they look at the big melons, and then they look at me, and they're like, ooh.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. It's like,
whatever. I'm joking.
No, I'm not going to push the button. I'm not going to press.
Don't.
I'm not going to press the
button. Don't.
Because it's loud and it's very annoying. We might wake up the baby.
Well, and I will leave the show if you keep on pushing that stupid thing. It's so irritating.
We'll quit it.
How about you just go for a walk and you just push it at people's, like go ring their doorbell and then push the bullshit button and then run away.
Okay, put it over there so I can't grab it. So you cannot. There we go. All right. For the record, that was Rochelle pushing the button, not me.
I just wanted to do it once.
Okay,
we're done. Now I'm done. I won't push it anymore.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can put a picture of the this device so you can have a look.
Like a dollar store, hey?
It's a dollar.
You could probably, like, for Christmas, you could probably go to a dollar store and get a whole bunch of stupid shit like that for kids, and they'd like it more than, you know, $30 gift or toy or whatever.
Yeah, they just press that thing over and over.
Yeah,
and over
except
again.
You wouldn't be very nice for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another one of those?
No, but I was going to say if you happen to be perusing the Miss Connections Craigslist and whatever city you happen to be in doesn't necessarily have to be ours, and you see something that's interesting that is worthy of reading on the air, please send it info@tiptaptip.com. There's a lot of lonely souls out there, and we like to think that we're doing a public service by helping those Miss Connections get together. You never know.
I saw one on Kijiji one time.
They have a section on Kijiji?
I don't think so. It wasn't in the, I don't know what section it was, but I don't think that they have well, they might. Anyway, I wasn't looking at that section. I was just looking at the random ones, the new ones that were posted. And there's a picture of this guy, and he's standing next to his car. And then he just said that he's looking for friends. But it's pretty obvious by his pose and by the bulge in his pants that he's not just looking for friends.
Well. Jeez. Well, it's interesting because Rochelle showed me this the other day. She happened to come across a job listing at a salon in Calgary on Kijiji, and she showed me some of the pictures of
the ladies have to wear bikinis while they're cutting hair.
Apparently,
I don't know if I was a dude. Like,
well, you were saying,
I don't know. I don't know if I would go to a place like that because they probably charge more.
Yeah,
and it might be awkward. You know, because
there's certain times when I've gotten my hair cut, like where depending on
you got boobs in your face,
got boobs in my face.
Yeah, well, you can't help that sometimes.
Especially
I'm sure I've done it too, but you know, because sometimes you have to
reach over and stuff.
Yeah,
and
or cut the front of the hair, and then you know, the boobs are there.
And
like
they're just hanging.
But in the place like that, they're hanging out. Like they're
well, you were saying, and I didn't realize this, but you noticed this as a hairstylist that. You say that would be super annoying because you would get hair everywhere, all over.
Oh, yeah. Like, because even with clothes on, sometimes you find hair in your bra. Mm-hmm. Like, remember there was this one bra that I had that I actually had to, like, vacuum the hair out?
Yes.
Because it was the foamy material?
Yeah.
You know, and that's through a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. So if you're wearing just a bathing suit, you would be covered in hair.
You would have to have a shower after every single shift. Guaranteed, especially if
because it would also, like, if you have any sort of lotion on your skin, it would just stick to your skin.
Not just that, like, you're cutting guys' hair, and generally that short,
it's little pokey hairs,
short and kind of gets everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like big, long ladies' hair where you can kind of brush off, or
yeah.
Blow.
No, it would be gross, you would be so covered in hair, it'd be disgusting.
Not
because even if there's like sometimes you have like a bit of. Like a lower cut shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And even then you get hair stuck in your cleavage and you look down and it's a whole bunch of like little short man hair stuck in your cleavage.
That is an incredible turn off.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't get dudes who shave their chests. Maybe it's just because of my age.
How did it go from that to that?
No,
because
you were talking about like little pokey hairs, right? And then I visualized like the man stubble. Right? That's how my brain works sometimes. It seems kind of ridiculous. Maybe if you're a bodybuilder, okay, I get it. Right? You need to show off.
Or if you're a swimmer.
Okay, swimmer and or bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Fine. But it's just like, you look stupid.
I don't know. I'm not attracted to guys that don't have any hair on their body. I think they look like little boys.
Yeah.
So I like the manly fur.
Maybe that's what 2013 is all about. Dudes who decide, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to look like a child anymore.
Well, I think that's the whole, what's that called when guys like get manicures and stuff?
Oh, metrosexual.
Yeah, it's the whole metrosexual. Like, I think guys think that they need to do that because that's what women are attracted to. Women do the same thing. Women do stupid shit that guys don't really care about.
Yeah, but that's more important, though, when they do it.
What?
It's more important when they do it. Because
when women do it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, there's some things that women do that guys don't even notice.
Like what? Are you going to quiz me? It's like a pass or fail type thing.
Okay, say for instance, if I don't wax my eyebrows, you don't notice.
Well, when you in particular, I wouldn't notice because it's not like you, when you leave it, you have like two giant caterpillars.
Yeah, because my eyebrows are like...
are pretty light anyways, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like say if...
And sometimes when I color my hair, like if I just get blonde put in, you don't notice that.
Well, your hair's already pretty light, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, Eric, like sometimes when women do certain things, men don't even notice it.
But if you were, say, if your hair was like naturally dark and then you blonded it and then...
Yeah, then it would be really obvious.
Yeah, it'd be like super trash and yeah. Be like...
And sometimes I won't shave my armpits for a while and you don't even notice that either.
Ugh.
See, you don't even notice it though. You don't. It's not like...
Oh my goodness.
One time I didn't shave my legs for so long and the hairs were like almost an inch long and you didn't even notice it. You didn't.
It was winter. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I think I noticed it more than you do. Here at Tip Top Tip, we maintain.
Jeez. Moving along.
What? Is that too much information now?
Too much information.
Whatever. It's not.
Speaking of weird, here's my segue for you. I read this story. This is a Calgary story. Guess this is a thing. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to run it past Rochelle. But apparently cuddle parties. Have you heard of cuddle parties?
Yeah.
Okay. So cuddle parties, I guess, are where people get together and cuddle in a non-sexual way.
Okay, but if, say, for instance, if you're cuddling with a girl and you find them attractive.
And you get a boner.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
And like if I cuddled with someone and I found them attractive and then I started to get turned on by it.
It's different than if you're a dude because.
Because it dude's shows more.
More obvious, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you feel that big hog, like, up against your back. Did I go there? Okay.
And then, oops, it slips inside their pants.
All right. Cuddle.
I thought that's what it meant.
My dick is cuddling with your pussy. Getting all snuggly-wuggly up in there.
That's so bad.
It is.
Snuggly wuggly.
Exactly. Oh, nice and cozy. All right.
I didn't know they were doing this in Calgary.
Yeah, there's a news story, but I'll just read
we
it.
We should go to one just for fun.
But
we can't take a baby there, no. Though.
I went to the Calgary Cuddle Party website to get a bit of a description. This is the way they describe themselves. Cuddle Party is a mini workshop to learn clear boundaries and easy communication. And it's a social event to rediscover affectionate, non-sexual, consensual, respectful, nurturing, gentle, relaxing, healthy touch. It's grown-ups in pajamas. That's day on. This is a cuddle. According,
what if you showed up there and your only pair of pajamas is like lingerie?
It says here, according to the Calgary Cuddle Party website, Calgary is now Canada's most active city for cuddle parties. Here's a news story which played about last week, which goes into a little bit more detail about this particular phenomenon in our city.
If you've never been to a cuddle party, it might be hard to imagine a room full of people, some of them strangers, just cuddling. But in Calgary, three times a month, dozens of people do just that.
We're spooning each other, and something magical happens when we just drop and relax, inhaled by other people.
Ravina Sky hosted Calgary's first cuddle party just 1 year ago. According to the Cuddle Party International website, Calgary is Canada's most active city with the most facilitators. The parties aren't new to some Canadian cities, but they are new to Calgary. Still, Sky says she was surprised by the response.
The response I got was absolutely overwhelming. It didn't just give people a place, a safe place to be just as they are. It also created a community.
People like Anna Alexander say that community is filling a void. At her first party several months ago, she thought the idea of getting cozy with complete strangers was just odd. Not anymore.
It can be very isolating living in Calgary, right? Prior to coming to a cuddle party, I would be lucky to get a hug once a month. I'm going to get 20 hugs tonight, easy, you know.
Now, there are rules at the cuddle party, 11 to be exact. Pajamas always stay on, and you don't have to cuddle with someone if you don't want to.
Another rule that sets the foundation is you always have to ask permission and receive a verbal yes before you touch or do anything to anybody.
If you think this is, well, weird, you aren't alone. Sky says she hears that all the time.
Why would you want to hug strangers? And I say, but they stop being strangers the moment you meet them. And I also get people who say, this is the best thing in the world. This is where they want to be, where they need to be.
In case you're wondering, the next cuddle party is this Friday, where cuddlers will hug it out at a special end-of-the-world party. Nadia Stewart, CBC News, Calgary.
Anyways, so that being said, I know, like, they provided some visuals, and
it's kind of looks like they're doing the Macarena, but they're laying down and not moving.
Exactly. Hey, Macarena. I don't know. I have sort of mixed feelings about this, just because I have maybe. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just.
Because maybe it's just because I think by nature all guys are dogs, and they're pieces of shit. And it's hard to think that I don't know, maybe I'm just writing off of guys as a whole, but that some of these dudes are not going there with ulterior motives. They're just like, all right, well, this is just like first step, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Well, maybe they will meet somebody through the cuddle party.
And let's go back to my place for a 2-person cuddle party. But I'm making new rules. No pajamas.
But that's okay if that happens. I think it's important that everybody is consensual. That's what she said. Like, even if you go there and you don't want to cuddle, that's fine. Like, because I'm sure the people, like, the first time that they go to one of those cuddle parties, like, they're not really going there with the intention of touching everybody and having everyone touch them, because that would be weird. But if you start to like get to know people and kind of like ease your way into it, I think it might be a good thing for somebody who, say for instance, like is not in a relationship or doesn't have people who are close to them that they can touch.
Yeah.
Because people, especially, maybe it's just because it's really cold in Calgary, but it like some people just
like stay cold weather-wise or cold, like
cold weather-wise.
Yeah.
You know, some people just don't get any touch at all from anybody. And mm-hmm. then you start to feel like shit, like even just and awkward, like around other people.
Yeah.
Because you haven't had any like human affection. Touch. Yeah.
I guess there's something to be said about a nice touch, a nice hug.
There is. I think it's really, really important mm-hmm. to have hugs and stuff.
Free hugs.
Yeah.
We'll start giving out free hugs. I'll stand out in the street and I'll just be like, hey, free hugs.
I'd do it.
Yeah, there was a...
I would totally do it. Because you might make that person's day. That person might feel like totally, like really shitty and have had something really bad happen to them. And all they need is just like a hug from somebody.
It reminds me of this commercial I saw about a week or so ago. I can't remember what it was even for. But what the commercial was, it's just like this person in a giant bear outfit. And just holding his arms out, in the position, like, I'm ready to hug you. And he didn't do anything. It wasn't really advertising anything.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And, like, you know, people were kind of, like, weirded out at first. And then, like, one, I think it was, like, a kid who kind of broke the ice and gave this big bear hug. And then one after another, everybody, adult and child, started giving this bear hug. And it's kind of nice. It kind of gave you a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
Let's do it. Let's get a bear costume. Let's do it.
But I'll make the shittiest bear costume.
No, because you can't. You have to make it look so it's nice. Or else you'll scare people.
You also look like a little pedal.
You can't look like a zombie bear.
Okay, so not a brown house coat and slippers.
No.
And like a week's worth of stubble.
No.
Hey, give me a hug, motherfucker.
That's gross.
That wouldn't work, right?
No.
Okay. Just checking. This was, where is we here?
If we went to one of those cuddle parties, I don't know if I would like seeing you cuddle with other people though.
Yeah, I guess I'm assuming it's all for either people who are very free or very single.
Yeah.
Moving along here. This was interesting.
No one else is allowed to touch you.
No one
ever
touches. I guess,
because you're mine. That's what marriage means.
Exactly.
It's like I own you.
Yeah. It's pretty much it.
Nice.
Okay.
Can I put a tattoo on you owned by Rochelle, like right on your butt?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good. I guess I didn't know this, but in Nova Scotia, they have 3,000 words that are banned from appearing on personalized license plates. You would think that there would be a couple dozen, right, that I could think of off the bat, right?
How many are there?
3,000 words.
3,000?
That's a lot of words. Wow. You think, you know, you go through your swears, fuck shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you go through, like, Hitler, probably not on there.
Yeah, but probably once you start, you know, you could find quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Many of the banned plates have a religious base. Some of them include Allah, God, Hindu, Jesus, Jew, pew, praise, and priest. Not allowed in Nova Scotia if you're getting a personalized license plate. Also on the list is the acronym IXOYE, which stands for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, and
IXOYZ?
E, which stands for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior in Greek. That was the license plate requested by Rhonda Lynn Cormier Clark, a Nova Scotia woman who wanted to get the letters on the back of her Fiat. Her request was denied by the Registry of Motor Vehicles, prompting Cormier Clark to complain the province was infringing on her right to religious freedom. Just get a bumper sticker like everybody else. No big deal.
When those little fishies.
Yeah, exactly. License plates that have a political connotation have also been banned. These include IRA, Maoist, Premier, Tory, NDP-er, We Hate NDP, that's H8, and We Hate H8 PCs. Now, the interesting thing about this article, this was on the CBC website, is they had a little interactive thing where you could type in, you know, you could type in a license plate and see if it was banned. Some of the words here, right? So they have the list of words, but you can type it in and see. Okay, well, is
say FCK
is fuck is banned according to this website. I'll put the link up to this.
And then fuck you.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Even FUK.
FUK.
Oh, funk me is even banned.
Fuck, not banned. So if you type in FUQ, you
not banned. Oh, that's a good one. That's almost like saying it.
FUQ, YOU. If somebody doesn't have that in Nova Scotia, you can get that. But if you type in kid fucker.
Oh, Eric, that's gross.
Or kid fuck. See here? Oops. Apparently you can get the words kid fuck in Nova Scotia. Who knew?
What? Did you press enter?
Not banned.
Not banned? But what?
But I'm assuming that there's also a human element involved in...
Yeah, because you'd have to actually send it in. And
somebody's going
to
go...
Because that's gross. Nobody wants to get... and who would want to get that on their license plate anyway?
I'm sure there's some person going, you know what? It's not in our list, but I'll make the call saying kid fuck.
What about suck you?
Suck. Suck is banned. Suck you? Not banned.
Suck cocks is banned.
What about cock?
Suck it is banned.
Cock is banned?
What about pussy?
I'm assuming... Let's pussy...
Oh, banned.
I'll post this link. You can have a bit of fun. You can also see the full list.
What about Poo-tang?
Let's try it out. Poo-tang.
Not banned.
Like I said, I'll put the list up. You can check it out, have some fun. It's on the CBC website. You can, and well, if you're Nova Scotia, you can brainstorm some ideas and get one of a most interesting.
Is it just Nova Scotia that's really strict with all this, or is it?
Is that why I'm assuming most provinces are like this. This story just happened to be about Nova Scotia, and I'm guessing you cannot also get the word kid fuck in Alberta.
Yeah.
So, if you have any story ideas, anything you want to share,
you can't even put pyro on.
Can't put pyro or puke.
Weird.
Pvert is also not allowed. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share, info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. Send us stuff. We like stuff. Like,
ooh, let's watch Eurovision videos.
Yeah, we got three, which holy I know cow. Most people are like, fuck this noise, not this shit again.
Every year we play this shit.
But luckily, I think it's just his initial six, and then it's going to be quiet for a while. And there's actually less entrants than last year. There's 39 countries confirmed as of now. I've already played three. We're going to get into another three.
No, not every country enters every year?
No, depending on like the situation, right? Greece is not in this year because their economy is up the shitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it costs a bit of money to do all that stuff, right? So they countries will make the call on a year-by-year basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's
watch the Lithuania one.
Let's watch Lithuania? All right. This is Andreas Pojavis, and it's something, and it's a song called Something. All right, let's have a listen. So that was
Andrius Pojavis, jo numeris yra 06, daina Something, ir noriu informuoti, kad čia daina.
Yeah, what that guy said. That was Andrius.
Andrius Pulvinas.
Andrius Pojavis with a song called
Pojavis.
Well, Yavis. Something is the name of the song. Representing Lithuania, Thoughts Rochelle.
That's kind of boring.
It's interesting. I don't think it'll make it to the semifinals because it's kind of rocky in ways, but...
No, it's the whole melody is just with... It's just boring. It's just kind of like, meh.
It just goes.
You know, it seems like it's really long, and I know all of the songs are only 3 minutes, and that one seems like it's like 6 minutes because it's so boring, you just want it to end.
Okay. Rochelle gives a thumbs down. I give it a maybe. That's all I'm going to give it.
No.
It's all right. So Lithuania.
I guess it's not as bad as some, like if you're comparing it to others, but.
There's been some stinkers we've seen.
Yeah.
There has been some.
It's running. Not a major stinker. It's a minor
stinker. It's kind of like a if it's a fart.
Yeah.
Next up, Albania.
What's a big fart stink like? Sound like? Like.
What our son does when he like looks at you and laughs. What a weirdo. Not to get too much into kid talk, but man, that kid. He does weird things. Like he'll laugh and then he'll fart. Because it's the funniest thing.
Well, because when you laugh, you relax your body. And so and then he farts.
He lets it rip. Yeah. He lets it go.
That's what babies do. When you get older, you learn how to control your farts and that you're supposed to control your farts in front of other people.
Yeah. He hasn't learned that trick yet.
No. He also just takes a shit right in front of your face, too. So.
He lies.
Makes really loud noises. Like,
life's little lessons, right? One thing. Albania... It's also in the Eurovision Song Contest. Let me just pause for a second because I'm sure there might be some new listeners going, what are these fucking people playing? What is this stupid thing they're talking about? Really, really short. The Eurovision Song Contest.
I don't think it's stupid, though, like what we're talking about. It's not stupid.
Well, some people.
Why do you keep on saying that is stupid? It's like you love Eurovision but you feel guilty that you love it or something? Is it like.
I don't feel guilty. I just know.
Well, then why do you keep. Look, like. Making it sound like we're talking about stupid stuff.
Because some people hate this.
But you don't hate it, so don't talk like you hate it.
I don't hate it. I think
it's
fun.
Well, then stop saying that it's stupid.
Okay. I'm saying some people think it's stupid.
But we don't care. If the people think it's stupid, then they just won't listen to it.
Okay. Let me explain what it is. For people who are unfamiliar, they may like it and go, what is this great song you guys played? I need to know more. The Eurovision Song Contest is a contest between a number of nations in Europe and sometimes beyond Europe. What they do is they have sometimes an internal contest or sometimes an internal selection where they choose a song which is going to represent them in the greater contest, the Eurovision Song Contest, which happens every year in May and has been going on for over 50 years. It's
more than 50 years.
More than 50 years. And they do it every year. I've been having a party for, I guess, over 5 years now. I think this will be like the fifth year in a row that I've had a party.
Yeah.
And it's lots of fun, especially because it happens in the afternoon Calgary time and they live stream it. So anybody can check it out if you're interested.
So we have a party when they do the final show.
The final, final show where...
And what we're listening to right now are the contestants. And not all of these contestants will be in the final because they have a semifinal where they narrow it down to 24.
About 20 or so. Yeah. So anyways, this is Albania's song, sung by... And you'll have to pardon me because I'm not European and I can't pronounce all these fucking string of consonants that some of these countries like to put together without any vowels. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Rochelle, what are these?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. Well, okay, Adrian, obviously, from Albania. Adrian Lulgjari and Bleeder Zyko.
Good enough. Their song is called Identitet, which translates, I'm guessing, into identity.
Yeah, that's probably
That's
right.
Probably a good guess. And,
a good guess.
They're representing Albania. This is their song. All right. It's all dramatic.
llegaré de Mauquín. Ojuda už un prane prekan več fragesia. Un fula več na heštje deša pak jed lampi. Vekundava omrun jeda njore ze tri. Pak frum si ti, njore ze tri. Pak frum si ti.
What the fuck is this, Eric? You're only allowed to have 6 people on stage, and they have like 20 people on stage.
Yeah, well, this is the national contest, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. I kind of feel like stopping the song right here.
I feel sorry for the people who are playing violin. Like, they could probably play a much nicer song than this.
A paycheck is a paycheck, Rochelle.
I know, but
and even if
it's kind of sad. They have like a whole orchestra on the side of the stage. And do you see this guy who's playing guitar? His pants have zippers all over it that you could probably unzip them all, and it would be weird.
And
pants.
It certainly looks like he knows his way around a flat iron.
Oh, yeah.
His
hair is perfectly straight. It's like how you used to wear your hair, but not parted in the middle.
Yeah. Maybe I had like an inner Albanian just wishing to bubble up.
Yeah, but you weren't very good at the flat iron.
I was kind of busy.
You kind of burnt your hair.
There you go. But
like, what's that smell? Oh, it's your hair on fire.
It's just cooking in the goodness. Gross. Making it nice and straight.
I'm not feeling this. It's
I'll play another 30 seconds. Maybe it's going to go somewhere. I'm guessing not. And then that's that.
There's like 4 or 5 extra people on stage, and all they're saying is the hey, hey.
Again, it's a paycheck. If
it was it's ridiculous. Like, they don't need all these people on stage. It's, mm-hmm. it's just to make it appear.
Big spectacle.
Yeah.
I find it strange to believe that in Albania, I didn't see the other songs, but amongst all the songs that were presented with all the singers, this is the one that Albania...
But, you know, because there's all these people on stage, it makes it look like it's amazing. Like, before you hear it, you look at the stage and you look at all the people on stage and you think it's going to be the most amazing song ever.
But our listeners who are just hearing this are going, what the fuck is this garbage?
But it's a pretty good light show they have, all these crazy beams of light mm-hmm. shooting all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely, it's more appearance than anything else.
Hey!
I bet you, I think you should try and write a Eurovision song, Eric.
I could probably do as good as the one from San Marino last year, the Facebook song. That was pretty cool. I actually still like that one.
Really? I don't
Everybody
like it
Everybody hated
at all.
It. It grew on me. So good on San Marino. It's better.
Okay, sing it.
Dun, 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 dun. Fuck. Uh-oh,
you're my Facebook friend. Uh-oh, log out.
It was a good song.
It was dumb.
It was good, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to post a link to it. On our show notes so everybody can remember how good it was. I liked it. It's better than the one last year, which put me to fucking sleep. Remember that really, really boring San Marino song the year previous? Yeah, you don't remember it because it's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
That's why they did the Facebook.
There's so many, like, when people try and do the lovely, like, sort of, I don't know, romantic slow songs or whatever, a lot of times there's just so many of those ones that you just don't remember them ever. Mm-hmm. Unless they blow you away, like, with vocals or something.
Yep.
Like, there was the one from Switzerland one year, and the girl came out, and she was wearing all white, and then the background was all white, and she sang an opera.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
And, I mean, that was a slow song, but it just, like, her voice was
crazy
amazing.
Balls.
Yeah.
We have one last song we're going to play today. This is from the Ukraine. This is Zlata.
So we're just totally ditching the... what was it, Albania one?
I'm writing them off. And you never know. They might just win, and it'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, probably. Actually, last year we were almost, like, we guessed. Who won last year again?
Sweden. You know, Euphoria.
Oh, yeah. We guessed that one right away that it was going to win.
As soon as we saw it, we're like, here's a winner.
Yeah. And then also the year before that with Germany, I guessed that one. It was
2 years before that.
And when, Satellite.
Yeah, that one was pretty obvious. And then the Azerbaijan one.
None of us guessed that one. Because it was stupid. One of those slow duet songs, and not even a good one. Like, there was, what was that slow duet song that you really liked?
Denmark 2000. Yeah,
and that one was actually really good because they had the wind machine.
I love fucking wind machines, man.
And the duet song was, I don't know, it was cheesy. It had like cheese factor, but it was also really, really good.
There's been
some
great duets I've seen.
Yeah, but there's also been some really bad ones.
Yeah. All right, this is our final song from Eurovision that we're going to play today. This is Ukraine, Zlata Gnevich, song called Gravity. Let's hear that and see what goes on. Okay, there's a lot of buildup. Okay, I could see this one going to the finals.
I really like this one. It just makes you feel good. It's like a feel-good song.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of reminds me a little bit of songs from The Lion King. I don't know why.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, this has a very Disney feel to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's, who knows, maybe they have one of the songwriters from the Disney songs. But there's
it
one.
It does. It just reminds me of The Lion King songs. I don't know. My brother had that CD when I was little, and he would always put it on.
Yeah. It's funny you
you just made a funny face
because I'm wondering which brother can I make fun of?
The youngest one.
Okay.
Yeah. It also has a little bit of like a Celine Dion kind of feel to it, yeah, too. But that's probably just because the girl kind of looks like Celine Dion, but prettier.
You, Rochelle was smiling throughout the whole thing.
She was good. I liked it. But it kind of, like, it's cheesy, too. I mean, it's singing like a butterfly flying. You know, it's cheesy, but it makes you feel good. It makes you feel whatever. Good.
It's funny. You listen to it like
And I like this, the guy in the background, like, ooh, I want to be that dude.
Do you want to be a big black man?
Yeah, that makes, like, sound effects after the girl sings.
Okay.
Ooh, wow,
So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, it's funny. You listen to enough of these Eurovision songs, you sort of pick up on certain things that a lot of them do, especially a lot of these ballads. There's always the key change, like usually near the end of kind of.
Well, yeah, that's like the uplifting part where, like, you're like they build everything up in the beginning and then
they
mellow it a little bit, and then it's like the crescendo where you're like, ah!
And the key change, and then it just like
goes really slow and soft. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's how, like, that's like a typical song is written like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that right? I don't know. And I've never written a song before, but
we just listen to a lot of it.
The only thing I have to say is, like, I think they kind of use a little bit of, like, what I notice, what countries will do is, like, they'll try and figure out what made the song the year before win.
Oh, and then,
and then they'll try and do something a little bit like that one.
Because they want to win.
Because they want to win.
And it never works.
Well, the only thing that they used with this one is the person who is singing has really long hair and kind of has, like, that same sort of, like, her outfit was a little bit less glamoury sort of thing.
Yeah.
The song doesn't really sound like the other one.
No, at all.
But Euphoria was a really feel-good song, too. Mm-hmm. And then they also had five people in the background singing, but the camera only ever went to the black guy singing. Because last year it was a girl with long hair and a black guy. Did you notice that? They never went to, like,
yeah,
the other
person. Yeah, but the guy who came out for Euphoria didn't do any singing. He was just a dancer.
No, I know, but Eric, it was the same. Like, it looks the same.
A bit different.
I'm just saying it's a trick.
Okay. It's a trend.
Okay.
All right. We got one last story, one last video. Rochelle, it's not going to be a Eurovision video, but it's a song.
Man, I wish we got paid to be Eurovision critics because we're so good at it.
We're the best. We are the best.
We are Calgary's number one podcast.
We are. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Still.
Calgary's number one podcast. You got to say it like a radio dude.
Calgary's number one podcast. Yeah, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. Still the best. What the fuck, man? Seriously? There's seriously nobody out there who's gonna contend.
You want someone to challenge you. It's like you want a duel, like a podcast duel.
I'm surprised that everybody out there is just
It's
scared.
Like we're just whipping our cock out.
It's like... Is everybody scared?
And no one's taking the bait.
I know we're good, but apparently we're the fucking best. And everybody is so scared.
It's either that or no one listens to our show.
There we go. And no one, you know, because, yeah. I don't know. So.
Did you ever think about that?
Maybe we only.
I don't think anyone listens to our show.
I think probably not. So we either have a story.
Like a butterfly. Uh-huh.
We either have one more song to play or we have another story to tell.
Did you ever think that butterflies are very, not actually very pretty? It's just their wings that are pretty. But if you take the wings off, they just look like any other bug. Yeah.
Exactly. The only difference between
it's like they're
a moth and a butterfly is the wings.
Yeah.
The fucking wings. Moths are dirty, gray, shitty wings. Butterfly has all the wings.
Like all the pretty colors and stuff. Yeah.
It's still a fucking bug.
It's still a bug.
And you can't trick me with your nice wings. You're still a fucking bug, and I'll squish you, all right?
Oh, no. I guess, no, I wouldn't kill a moth either. They don't do anything bad.
They're gross.
No, but they don't do anything bad to you. They don't bite you. They don't.
They're just really stupid insects. I'm a light. I'm going to fly around until I die. Okay, well, that's stupid. Like, I know you have, like, a tiny little insect brain, and it only has basic functions, like, which enable you to live, but seriously.
Well, that's the reason why, Eric. You just explained it.
It's like, you would think that...
I wonder why they're attracted to light. Like,
I'm sure you could Google that. why are moths attracted to light?
You can Google everything. You know what? That's what it's actually starting to bug me, this whole Google thing. Like you can't even have a conversation with someone and without them being like, well, actually, instead of us talking about this and trying to figure it out, why don't I just Google it? And then conversation ended because they just Google it and then they just read all the facts. So you actually don't even talk. It's like, don't even talk to each other. Just fucking Google it.
Yeah, stop Google. Stop doing that thing you do.
Yeah, no, it's irritating.
Stop being a search engine. Or at least...
Well, because before Google, if you actually wanted to figure something out, you'd have to go to the library and look at a book. So you wouldn't have, like, if you're in a bar and you're talking to someone about moths and why they're attracted to light, you wouldn't have, the book there.
But think of all the bar fights that Google has stopped.
Like, no, think of all the conversations that Google has stopped.
Yeah, okay.
I hate it. I'm so sick of it.
Because you think
Google
that...
Google sucks.
Yeah, sucks. All right.
I'm saying it.
One last story.
Google schmoogle.
One last story and we'll get out of here, right?
Okay.
I'm going to spare you this song for next episode.
Why? Is it a Eurovision song?
It's worse than anything you've ever heard.
Yeah, someone to look forward to.
Yeah, look forward to it next episode. Man spends 9 months living in a tree after wife cheats on him and refuses to say story. Yeah, an Indian man has spent 9 months living in a tree because his wife refuses to say sorry for cheating on him. The man, also known as Sanjay, walked in on his partner and next door neighbor in their Mumbai home. And when she refused to apologize, he climbed to a nearby guava tree and has been there ever since.
Wow.
The 25-year-old has survived on a diet of fruit from the tree and food handed up from relatives. He eats and sleeps from the tree and even, because I knew you were asking this, even relieves himself from there, his sister said. Police have said they can't intervene because he hasn't really committed an offense. A spokesman for the police confirmed the man is on a treetop for the last 9 months over some domestic dispute. His wife has since returned to live with her parents and has still not said sorry. And the man is still up that tree.
Oh.
Marital bliss.
That's so embarrassing that he made their whole domestic dispute public by going up that tree.
I'm sure there's probably better ways that you could resolve it. But
yeah,
there you go. So that being said, let's get out of here. Anyways, thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're going to say other stuff, don't worry. If you like the show, you can tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your neighbor who's up in a tree over some domestic dispute. Tell your Eurovision singers and songwriters, tell your Nova Scotia Department of License Plates person to listen to the show. Tell them to go to tiptaptip.com, check us out. You can also follow us on iTunes. We're there too.
We're everywhere.
I'm on the Twitter, I'm on the Facebook.
Eric is everywhere.
I'm on the Google Pluses. I'm on everything you could imagine.
Except for you.
He's not on you. I'm not on me. What are you talking about?
What?
Not on me?
You're not on other people.
Maybe when I go to cuddle parties and I accidentally play rollover.
Then you might, accidentally be on top of someone. Oops, sorry.
Cuddle. It's a cuddle. Cuddling and stuff. Want to cuddle? We're the cuddliest and apparently still Calgary's best podcast. Again, thank you, Calgary. We appreciate it.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hope your 2013 is awesome and you do stuff that's fun.
Do stuff that is incredible and fun. Like roller coasters, like skydiving, like
archery,
like
painting,
like
flying
and stuff. Thanks for listening. We will catch you later. My name is Eric.
We already said our names before. And we said our names already. Bye.
Okay, bye.